Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and nice being with you again on the BBS Internet Radio broadcast. And this show is all about healing, so we devote at least half of the time to healing. And you will be with the Creation Lightship Light Beings to help you out with healing. Remember, the light only works in the now, so this is how the healings work. And you need to request your healings continuously if you're with the Lightship or if we're doing healings down here, because they only acknowledge you one time. They're not working with you continuously normally during your healing process. So this is true for the divine, because the divine always sees you as perfect. And with us today is our beautiful co-host, Sylvia Joy, and she's does a lot of work with people and their holistic wellness. And she works with them on their food diets, and she's had holistic health restaurants, and does just much work with everybody. So if you want to come on, Sylvia.
Hi, Ron, and hello, everyone. Good to be here today. It's a beautiful day, and I hope everyone is well. And I think we have a really interesting show today. We've had a lot of questions either emailed or phoned in recently by our listeners, and we'd like to address some of those today. So, Ron, I have some questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Okay, great. So one of the most frequently asked questions has to do with how to determine what is right for you. And, you know, these days if you open up a New Age magazine or catalog, there are so many different practitioners, so many healing modalities, books, spiritual philosophies, religions, eating methods, everything out there to choose from. It's just mind-boggling and sometimes overwhelming. And I know for myself and others, when you read one book, perhaps, and then another, even though both of them seem to have some truth in them, they can conflict each other totally and say what seems to be completely opposite things, and you're trying to determine what's true, what's not true. So the question is, how do we discern what is true and what's not, and how do we keep ourselves from being led into false information or into harmful practices or maybe going to the wrong practitioner, getting mixed up with maybe dark forces when we're trying to stay in the light and stay positive? How do we sort all that stuff out for ourselves, Ron?
That's a very good question. The first thing is that I'll say that your body has its own consciousness, and it definitely wants to do the universal shift. So it's going to bring you around to everything that's earth-based here to try to help you connect to these energies that will help it do the ascension process. So you may walk into a library and maybe a book may fall off the shelf and you think that's what you really need to know, and it could be very true and it could be what you need to know at the time, but you may be in the wrong chapter in the book. So your body is definitely trying to tell you that it wants to do the universal shift. So what I always tell people is it's very simple. The teachings are like what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. You must go inward to connect with your spirit. You see, entities are very prevalent here. They're all around. There's millions of them, if not trillions. And they will attempt to sidetrack you and lead you into the wrong direction. So by always going to your heart center, connecting with your divine spirit, and your divine spirit was created by the creation lightship. So it's in you as your light energy. Anything inside of your head is not light energy. So you want to go to your true connection, the divine within you, to get your information. So when you read a flyer about someone, and it may sound good inside of your mind, and it may be something that your ego really wants to explore, and before you do that, go within to see if this practitioner or this modality of healing is going to be for your best and highest good. And best and highest good can be kind of confusing sometimes, because all you want to have is positive energy brought to you basically, I'll rephrase that. What you want is balanced energy brought to you so that you're always in balance. And you want to have the light energy brought to you. Anything other than balanced energy and light energy, you really don't want to have. Positive energy is good, except it's just another duality of negative energy. And so when you have one, it'll probably draw the other to you to seek balance. So you definitely want to have a balanced energy. And what you're attempting to figure out, your spirit really already knows, but your body needs help. And so always go to your spirit so it can connect to you in your consciousness, and then from there you get the right answer. So all my philosophy is that what I'm doing on all these healings is helping you get into your body more to connect to the divine, which is you. Remember, the divine is not outside of yourself. That's very hard with the teachings today, because the teachings in religion talks about a God outside of yourself. And that's the distraction. That's the fancy footwork. That's the illusion. You are already a divine being in your body. And connect with your true spirit inside of your heart to get your information. So how does that sound, Sylvia?
Well, it sounds absolutely wonderful, and it does answer my question, but it also leads to another question. This is a question that we've had from other listeners as well, and that is, you know, do you ever feel frustrated with trying to make that connection with yourself? I think so often just the way that we've been raised, the way that we've been taught, the way life is today with being constantly bombarded by media and every other thing, that, you know, we're not really used to looking within. And in fact, often we're told to look without. So we don't really feel that connection probably as strongly as we need to in order to sort out the truth from the non-truth and so forth. So how do you, you know, what keeps us from that connection? If that's who we are, our spirit, why aren't we, like, totally connected? Is there stuff that blocks the connection?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of blocks. You have the blocks of, I'll use the word mind control. I don't want to get into the negative aspects, but we'll just talk briefly about that. What we are is like a receiver, okay, a radio receiver or TV, you know, receiver. So what channel are you on? And even though your channel, or even maybe your radio is turned off, you know, but you're still being bombarded with energies. So there's all the different TV stations transmitting energies to you, going through you, going into your consciousness, even though you're not aware of that. There's radio stations doing this energy. There's man-made frequencies, you know, just anything. Maybe the ambulance has frequencies. The police forces have frequencies. You see, there's all different types of frequencies that are radio waves, and they're going through us, okay? Which we're definitely aware of that. Even in your house with the 60 cycle frequency of your wall current, that's going through you. So what happens is we have to somehow understand that these frequencies, even though we're not tuned into them, are affecting us. And so what you want to do is to somehow connect to your true self again, your spirit inside of you, to get the information. Now also, with our physical body, we have energetic bodies that are also tuned into frequencies too. So we have, that affect our physical body. So we have our emotional body, and that's an invisible body. And that's also collecting and storing traumas that we have in this lifetime. Then we have our feeling body doing the same thing. And these are all transmitting energies into our body because our body now is blocked with these energies. And so the emotional body basically is preventing you from healing because it's a dense, it's like a sponge. It's full of garbage. It's full of these energies that you've collected but you can't get rid of. And so this also prevents you from moving forward because you're recycling the past. History always repeats itself. And with the emotional energies is taking away energy away from your physical healing, because your emotional body is a live body. It's created from the earth. It's not created as a real high vibratory rate. Your emotional body does not look out of your eyes, neither does your feeling body. What looks out of your eyes is your spirit. And so that's what's in your body to become aware here on this plane. And so what happens is you get energy blockages from these bodies too. So the main thing is, you know, like I always say, go within to understand that.
So then the emotional bodies, like you spoke of, they hold emotional traumas like relationship traumas, divorces, or, you know, upsets over money, or, you know, injuries and things that have happened to us and things that we've just held on to. Is that right?
Yes. Whatever you've experienced here on Earth, it's like a memory body in a sense that records, you know, everything that's happened to you that's traumatic. And it does hold good things too, but normally we're involved with situations, and the situations that we're involved with create negative energies in us and prevent us from going forward. And so we're always held in the past. Remember, what's in front of you on the plate in front of you, if you go out to, say, for instance, have lunch with someone, typically they're going to be talking about the bill they got in the mail today, how somebody wronged them, and you're going to notice all these scenarios happening within probably the first 10 minutes of your conversation. So they're going to unload on you their life history or their life story right now that they're dealing with. And since
right.
you're dealing with that, that's where you're focused, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, we do have, you know, positive events, but the negative ones seem to be the ones most out in front. And
right.
what you want to do is clear these energies out of you so that you can be in the now. Remember, the light only works in the now. And so anything that's not in the now, in a sense, is not of the light, okay? And that's a little hard to kind of digest sometimes. But remember, the light only works in the now. So anything else is just projections of illusion. And those projections are what we're caught up into.
Oh, so how do we clear out the emotional baggage, so to speak, so that it's not blocking our connection with our own spirit?
Well, there's probably many modalities here. You know, there's psychotherapy. There's electronic machines. You can hold different little probes in your hand, and you can think thoughts, and they can help you try to release things. What the light chip does is a very easy process. It takes about an hour to do, and you're cleared out of the emotional density. And that's why the light chip is here, to help people evolve. So I don't have the only way of doing it, but I will say that mine is probably the quickest and fastest and the cheapest to go through.
Wonderful. Now, I know that a lot of times, you know, we try different things to keep feeling balanced, you know, yoga, meditation, you know, just things to keep us centered and connected to our spirit. But do you have something that you can take us through, perhaps a process of some kind that can help us to really get centered in our heart chakra and to be able to feel that connection with our own spirits more?
Yeah, what we'll do is a little exercise right here. It's very simple. I do this on various programs that we've been on in the past. So this is the drop of your consciousness into your heart. And this is where you should be living continuously. But like, you know, I said, you know, it's very hard to stay there only because we have too many traumas. And like I said, the traumas keep recycling. So, you know, if you're not involved with trauma today, you're going to be thinking about trauma that happened a week ago or so. So the emotional clearing is very important to have. But right now I'm going to put you into your heart center. The light chip is going to be facilitating this here. So again, just kind of sit back and relax and take a deep breath or two. And you can, if you want, visualize an elevator going from your head. We'll call that maybe your third eye, your forehead, if you want. This is your thinking that's inside of your head, your thoughts, your ego self, many words for it here. But we're going to drop this consciousness down into your heart center so that you have connection to your spirit. So you're going to be out of your head into your heart. So just visualize an elevator, and you can visualize like a little arrow pointing downward like you see in elevators, you know. And it's going to go from the 10th floor on your head down into the first floor, which will be your heart center. So right now the light ship is ready to facilitate this for you. And again, just take a deep breath and relax. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's pretty quick for most people, so I'll go a little bit slower. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you should be getting a little less tense in your body. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. So I'll just allow you to have this experience here. Right now you're all connected inside of your heart, and just ask your spirit to connect with you, to talk. If you don't hear the little voice here, you could have it talk louder. It normally takes on the same dialect, the same languaging that you have inside of your head. And just enjoy this connection. This is where you should be living all the time. So just sit back and relax here, and we'll be back in about a minute or so to continue on with the show here. Okay, so you should feel a little more connected with your spirit right now. And again, just kind of relax. And you should be able to get your spiritual information. And like I said, your spirit resides in your heart. And this is where you want to go each time. So you can use the same exercise for yourself. You already have the information on how to go to your spirit. And ask it for assistance. Just kind of say, hey, spirit, I need your help to get connected to you. It will help you. Remember, you have to always ask. That's the whole key here. And just do it inside of your head. You can visualize your heart, whatever seems to work for you. Remember, you have your own belief systems on how things work. So I'm trying to become very simplistic here on the teachings that I have. Just get connected to your heart. There's nothing for you to do that's very complicated. And people may have a blocked belief system on that. So you can ask your spirit to come to you maybe through, say, music. You can ask it to come to you through maybe conversation. Maybe you might have a question that you need to have information on, and you just can't hear your spirit talking to you for some reason. So I say, okay, spirit, I just don't hear you. I know that you're there, and what I want you to do is to guide me to a location, maybe a restaurant, for instance, and let me overhear a conversation where there's some words that I can listen to that will give you my answer to my question that I need to have. And after you hear that, you want to run that information back into your heart center and have it brought up into your consciousness. because your heart will tell you divine truth. And that's the whole thing about any type of healing. In fact, I recommend that, since I do this on my show, to have everybody do this themselves. Go to your heart before we go up on any light ship or go anywhere. Have your heart tell you if it's the proper thing to do. And but don't go into your head, because entities are there. Entities normally do not want to have healings. They'll avoid the subject and be gone. So that's the whole process, is go to your heart. Any other questions, Sylvia, that we can answer for people?
Well, that sounds like a wonderful, I feel so much more centered after we did that, and it sounds like a wonderful idea to start every day out like that and to stay in our hearts and just let ourselves be guided that way from within. So thank you very much for doing that. That's all the questions that I had for today.
So if you go to other practitioners, just go to your heart first and see if what they're doing is correct, because it's there's a lot of people out there doing stuff the last 5 years for sure, and the different metaphysical magazines are full of people doing different types of attunements and things, and you want to make sure this is for your best and highest good. And you don't want to be having your soul stolen, which has happened. I get people who come to me all the time who had attunements done, and they say they don't feel quite right, and I have to go out and look for their soul, their spirit on different dimensions. Sometimes they're between dimensions. Sometimes they get cut in half. I can go on and on and on what I've seen with people. So, it's not a nice thing, because people are searching and searching, and their egos will bring them to a practitioner, and they're not really in the light. They may think they are, and their information may sound wonderful, but, this is the ascension time, and remember, the dark side does not want you to shift, to change consciousness, because you are on their food chain. They work with your emotional energies. So you definitely want to know who you're going to and if this is in the light or not. And the light only works in the now, so you want to remember that too.
That was very interesting what you brought up, Ron, about how what we want is light energy and balanced energy. And we're not looking for necessarily, positive, because it might attract the negative. Could you say a little bit more about the balanced energy?
Yeah, so anything in duality is going to attract the opposite to seek balance, okay? So that should kind of be like a misnomer there. That should be understood by everybody. But what you want to have is a balanced energy, because, see, the divine is balanced. It's perfect divine energy. And so any energy that is not in balance would be a judgment energy. And the judgment energy would be like white is good, black is bad, okay?
Uh-huh.
Or, good is great, and something that's real negative isn't, or positive or negative. So the energy itself needs to be balanced energy, and the energy would not be in judgment. And so the divine does not judge. This is why your spirit leaves you, because you're in judgment, which is why the emotions are pulling you completely off your spiritual path, because it's a judgmental energy. And since your spirit is not in judgment, it cannot come into the blockages, these densities that are in judgment inside of your body. And so that's the problem that people have, is that they're only 20% in their bodies. And the 80% is typically entities, because your body is a divine temple, and entities, which are typically the emotions of people that have passed on, these emotional bodies that are invisible, that are walking all around our planet. Some people who are very psychic can, go into a different room and feel energies there, and they say, I don't want to go into this room. It just feels negative to me, or there's something in there. And they look around, there's actually no physical life form, but there's energies in that room that repel them, okay? So these emotional energies are all around, and they need you, your physical body, to live on. So if you're not home, who is? And these entities will take you off of your spiritual path. It's a very important thing to work on. That's just as important, if probably not more, and connecting to your own spirit, because these energies prevent you from making your spirit connection. And they'll clone themselves and come into you and give you what they believe is your own spiritual guidance. So you can sit down one day and maybe you've been asking to channel for, 10 years, right? And one day all of a sudden you sit down and you want to do some channeling of some divine spirit, and you say, just for instance, picking on one of the people that lived here, we'll just use the word Saint Germain. He's smiling. He's with me now. So he's saying, yeah, you can ask for me, but are you getting him? Are you getting him, or are you getting an entity named Saint Germain that wants to use that name, who likes the name, and they'll come in and they may give you beautiful information, but is it really the true Saint Germain? Because you don't know. There's no way to authenticate whether it's this person. And if you ask, is it of the light, it's going to probably say yes, and you can go through all the different processes of protection, etc. But if it's an entity, it knows how to manipulate and tell you the answers that you want to hear. And so, you want to definitely have discernment and, connect with your own self. This is the whole thing. This is to tell everybody. Go to your heart center. Get out of your head. And so some people who I've just probably been talking to, then they go, oh, my God, I know this channeler, and they do this, or I do this myself. Am I really connecting to Saint Germain? Well, then I would ask you at that point, did you go to your heart center and ask your spirit, is this truly Saint Germain who you're channeling? Okay? And that's your answer. Don't ask anybody else. Go to yourself. You have it all with you. Or you're going to say, someone else or myself, I channel Jesus. He showed up in my living room, etc., and I know that I'm channeling this being. Go to your heart center and see if that's really what you're doing. It's very, very important. Remember, the dark side is here to steal souls, and they can mimic the light 100%. Your spirit is your only connection to the creation lightship which created you, the light energy itself. And it's an extension of that. Nothing else outside of yourself is going to give you the proper information than your own spirit that is of the light. So this is how I'm trying to conduct this show today, is to get in touch with yourself. This is the same teachings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Go within and connect to the light, which is what you are. Don't go outside of yourself and pick up entities and do anything else. Go to yourself. So I hope that's perfectly clear to everybody.
Well, it's very clear, and what I hear you saying, one important part of what I hear you saying is that one of the ways that we can reinforce and strengthen our own connection with our spirit is to live in a non-judgmental, non-duality way, and to stay centered in our heart, get rid of the emotional baggage and other things that prevents us from being able to stay in that connection, and getting rid of entities and so forth that may have come into us when we were disconnected. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, because most people are disconnected. They don't know about their spirit. They think it's outside of themselves. They just don't understand it. And there's been so much trauma that you're dealing with that it's very hard to stay centered. I myself even have a hard time at times. And, everybody has this problem, but when you can ever think about it, like maybe put a little watch on it with a little alarm on it every hour, have it go off and say, it's time to go back to my heart,
Oh, that's a great idea.
So, because the illusion here will keep you out of your spirit. There's so much external stimulus here right now that it's very hard to, you're living your life with all this stuff around you. And then, like I mentioned before, you have all these radio waves coming to you, too, that you can't see. That is affecting you some way. I'm not saying that it's going to, in a sense, do like a mind control on you to make you do something that you don't want to do, but it is adding extra energy to your physical body cellular structure, which is also preventing you from connecting. So there's a lot going on that we don't see, but the main thing is, you have to go within. That's the whole teachings that I'm about. And the emotional clearing is to get you to have more spirit energy with you, so when you do go within, it's a louder voice. You can hear it more because you are in spirit then.
Well, I also feel that every time that I've gone to the light ship for one of these healings, you know, when I come back, I feel so centered and so connected in a deeper way than I ever have with anything else. So I think that that's probably a good thing to do as often as you can too, right?
Yes, that is correct, because each time you go to the light ship, they're working with light frequencies and they're upgrading you each time you go up. So even though you're getting maybe a physical healing, they are doing other special healings with you so you can connect more to your spirit. And they're taking away densities upon more densities. Remember, you're up there rubbing, say, elbows in a kind of a cliche, you know, with the masters and healers, you know, these saints, these angels. This is their first cause energy. This is where they reside. And they live there. And this is 100% of their energy. And they do come down here. It's probably a different program about the Federation and stuff, and how the divine beings come into the Federation and how little their energy is right now here. But I will just kind of hit upon that just briefly. After the universal shift, which we'll just call it the 2012 shift, although I'm not saying that's the date, but people think of it as that, okay? At that time, after the creation light ship does this universal shift across the universe, this gives every spirit that it created a chance to evolve. And their evolution would be to go to a different place, a different consciousness, a different level, different dimension. And that's true of the planets and everything else. Everything kind of moves just like you would in our system down here of school, okay? You're in the first grade, you go to the second grade. Well, at that time, the whole universe is filled full of this pure 100% light energy. And the darkness at that time is taken away. And then the light ship comes back in 2,000 years into the same process over again. Well, right now where we are, we have, until 2 years ago, I'll go back 2 years. 2 years ago, we had 20% light energy here and 80% darkness, which means that the masters that were here that came down initially, and remember, it was a 4,000-year process because we didn't shift last time, okay? So when Jesus came, the shift did not happen. So what happens is 4,000 years ago, we had 100% light energy here. And from then to now, the light diminished down to 20%. We lost 80% of the light energy. So we have 80% darkness. So the masters that were here 4,000 years ago were all in 100% light energy, doing their teachings through other people, or maybe even materializing here physically. Well, two years ago, we had 20% light energy, which means that when the masters would come, they would come in with only 20% and not 100%. And so they would have typically 80% energies with them that would be maybe controlling energies, judgment energies, energies not of the light. We could use the word darkness. I don't want to really, you know, say that. But it was energies that were controlling them because they had no way to hold their 100% spiritual energy. So they came from the light shift, and because they could not hold it, which is in the terms of the Galactic Federation and the process that they are dealing with there. And the Federation is much like, say, our UN, okay? It's the governing bodies, will say, to help us evolve spiritually, to keep out other energies, I'll use other life forms, other 3D life forms away from our planet so that we can evolve and be held sacred here in our own evolution. And they fell down on the job and they somehow picked up this darkness energy. How, I don't know, but it came in. And this is what's kind of happened. So somebody who was channeling, say, a given master or saint or whatever, they may have been getting 20% light and 80% darkness, but the darkness would come in with the light energy, kind of like as a cloaking energy, and not give 100% spiritual truth. So naturally, because it's at a higher frequency, we don't have the ability in our consciousness here, remember our brains are pretty small, to understand that this energy may not be in wholeness. So you have people that are right now doing special attunements on people, doing giving them sacred tools, etc. And these energies may not be of the light. Although it may look good to you with your ego, right now as you check it out, it may say, oh, this is great, you know. But remember, the darkness is here to steal souls before the universal shift. So this is why I say go within. After the universal shift, it'll be 100% light here. And so that's kind of touching on that slightly. I don't want to step on anybody's toes out there, but that's why I say always go within. So if a practitioner is listening to me right now and they've been channeling, say, Jesus or Mother Mary or Saint Germain, and they're now jumping up and down, kind of wondering what's happening, if I'm telling them the truth or not, you know, what I tell you is go within. And by going within, you can figure out if you are connected to the divine source. And the divine source is your spirit. And if you're doing something that may not be proper for someone else, you know, maybe you spent $20,000 to have a degree at a certain type of spiritual class or teachings. You have things on your wall that you've been through these different classes. You know, go within and see if it's causing any harm to people. You know, see if it is stealing their souls out on another dimension that you can't see. So that's kind of what I'm about, is to always go within and check your guidance. And naturally, if you are a practitioner, you definitely don't want to cause that to anybody, cause them harm like that. So, you know, go within. And my little sampling today of the elevator going down is the perfect way to do it. And just get connected back to your divine source. Your divine source is from the light ship. It's your spirit inside of you. And that's where you want to go to get your information. And naturally, the ego part of you, you know, is very, very strong in all of us. And it, you know, may see something and may want to jump into something, but always go within to double-check everything. This is what I try to stress, and I'm here to help you get into your body so you can become more spirit, more light energy.
Well, we thank you for that so much, and I think that's a great piece of advice that all of us can use as our own personal direction, to just continue to go within and ask ourselves and make sure that whatever we decide to do is, and whatever we're, you know, embarking on is right for us and is with the light. And by doing that, I guess probably as we do that more and more, we become more accustomed to that feeling of being centered within ourselves, and it grows and grows, right?
Yeah, so what we're going to do now is go to the light ship. And you're going to feel that spirit energy all around you and in you. And this is the way you should be feeling all the time, okay? So just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going to have the light ship connect with you. Remember, they're the ones that created you. All of your information on your physical body, your spirit, is on this light ship. And it's the only place that it is in totality. So you may feel a warmth of energy come around you. And this will be a real quick session, probably 10 minutes here. So just kind of relax. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring with, just think of them in your consciousness. There is a special light ship for animals and pets that will help them out. And we're ready to go up. You're going to be going through this beautiful white light tunnel. And you're going up, and now you're there. Right now you're having your body scanned. They're seeing what type of physical conditions you may be having right now or dealing with. And it's showing your complete genetics of your physical body from its initial, say, creation here on Earth. And your physical body is made up of all your ancestors, so they're scanning everything that is inside of your genetic coding. We're now going into the next room, which is where you're at free choice. Remember, the divine will not do anything past your own free choice, your own will, what you wish to have happening to you, because they see you as perfect. You're 100% perfect where you are right now, whether you have something wrong with you or not. You're perfect, and it's up to you to complain about your situation to advance your healing. So we're now talking with these light being doctors. There's minerals, there's beings like us, tall ones, short ones, there's little orbs, there's little magnets that move around. These are all conscious beings. There's dolphins, there's whales, there's birds, there's flowers, so they all take on a 3D appearance for the next incarnation, where they're going to be going to after the universal shift. So they will look familiar to us, but they may have a lot more beauty than what we have here, and a lot more higher vibrations. But we're now going into the procedure rooms, and again, each time we go into a room, I'd like you to request a healing. And the first room we're going into is a room where the beautiful flowers are. So I'm actually watching up on the light ship. I'm a doctor there, and I'm in full connection with their modalities of healing. And I'm going to describe to you what I see is happening to us right now. So it may sound like a meditation, but believe me, it's real time. And we're out of time and space on the light ship. We're here, we're in time. So these beautiful flowers now are doing their healing work on us. You can request healing. We can walk around and touch them and smell them. And it's putting all this beautiful energy into us. So I'll let you just kind of sit back and relax right now. And I'm going to bring that flower energy down here to Earth for us to sample. So connecting now. And it's coming in. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so see you back in about a minute, and remember, you must request your healings. Okay, we'll go to another location on the light ship. And this light ship is a room is where they're going to be releasing from us physical body pain. So we're in this room right now. If you have any pain, just request it right now to have it released from you. And just, again, sit back and relax. And we're going to bring in another divine energy down here. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So here she comes. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so here she is, and request your healings. Thank you. another location on the Creation Lightship. And we're going to go into a room where we're going to be working with our lower back, our tailbone, working with our spine. So if you have any concerns there with your spine, request it right now, and we'll see what they can do for you. Okay, we'll go on to one other room here. Then we're going to do some water charging. So if you like, you can go to your computer. And we're going to go to a room where they're going to be working with our lungs. So we're in this room right now. You can request healing. So if you like, get a glass of water. And scroll down on your screen. Go to Creation Lightship Healings and click on that. And then just scroll down a little ways and it's this beautiful light beam there. And we're on the lightship right now, having some work done with our lungs and our heart, and going to do some energy water charging. So these will have special divine codes put into them. So do get your glass of water and scroll down on your screen. It's this beautiful light beam right now. And we're going to start to energize here in about a minute. And this divine water is going to help you with your detoxification of your body, and also put in special light codes in to help your cellular structure integrate more light frequency. And again, you're still in this beautiful room, and we'll be coming back shortly. We only have an hour show here, so we need to be off in about probably 7 minutes here, but I do like to give you some water charging before we leave here. We're in another room on the lightship, and they're looking at our teeth and our gums, checking out the inside of our mouth. They can do some jaw adjustments to us if you want to request that. Because you have TMJ, they can work with that. And we'll do some water charging right now, just like everybody's about ready. So just take your glass of water and put it in front of you. And we're going to first energize this beautiful light beam photo. So again, just you can watch her if you like. Most people love watching her. She's going to start changing her frequencies now. And she is one of the light beam doctors on the ship. And just watch her change here. She'll start to see her little auric field around her change a little bit. Those beautiful light beam rays from her forehead. Her eyes make it a little bit brighter. Right now she's becoming a little more three-dimensional to me, as her face is kind of lifting away from the monitor. And she's putting out more light energy into your living room and into you. You might feel that beautiful heart connection of hers. So she's transferring her energy into you right now and for healing. And how does that feel to you, Sylvia?
Oh, it's beautiful. And I feel, I've got my hands around the water. And my hands are starting to tingle.
Yep, she's fully activated right now. So this takes about a minute to charge your water. So just kind of enjoy this experience. Some people have actually seen bubbles form in their water during this process. You may feel your hands vibrate, pulse, get warm, change temperatures. Sometimes it feels like your hands are glued to the glass itself. It's quite interesting. You may be able to actually sample the water as you're holding it, feeling the energy in the water changing. So everybody has different experiences. And we have probably about a half a minute to go with the water charging. And you're still on the Creation Lightship, so we're going to be coming back right now. So we're giving thanks to our doctor teams for working with us, these beautiful light beams. This is their first incarnation upon their creation here, and they're here to help us. And now we're getting our animals and pets, and we're starting to come back right now. And we're coming back down through this beautiful white light tunnel. And we're here right now. So they put around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy from the light ship. You will not be going to the light ship, but this energy will help you out for the next 5 days for additional healing. So do request your healings. Okay, the water's done. So you can now take a little sip of it if you like. And I'm going to do the same here. And just see how the water tastes. Mine, again, is very smooth, very silky. And it makes more saliva come into my mouth right now. How does yours taste, Sylvia?
Tastes great, and I'm seeing about, I don't know, several dozen little bubbles all over my glass.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Oh, that happened. So we got, looks like about 3 minutes here. So what I will say, if you would like to contact me, we're having a special conference call again tomorrow night. This is on my own conference line. Be ready to write. It's 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that. 646-519-5800. And they'll ask for a PIN number, and that's 5303 and the pound sign. 5303. It'll be 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And you can call in and ask questions about the Creation Light Ship if you like. And I'll answer whatever questions you have there. Regards to anything. Remember that the light frequency, it's very simple. It only works in the now, and there's really nothing to really that you have to do to really integrate it or understand it. It's just a very loving energy, and they work with anybody because you're all connected to the source since they created you, and this beautiful light energy doesn't care if you have any religious beliefs down here because you are connected anyway. And so they do recognize that we do have blockages that's been put on us because we have to learn how to live here, and with that is different dogmas that we may carry, different beliefs. And for them, they're out of judgment, so they know that we have judgment here and they'll work with us. So do you have anything to say, Sylvia? We got about 2 minutes left here.
Well, I wanted to ask you if you'd like to remind people about the special four-hour session that's coming up this weekend.
Oh, yes. I am doing a four-hour ascension special. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. The cost for that is $60. Very, very reasonable. They're going to charge 7 containers of water for you during this session. So you can have this divine drinking water for 7 days, and it includes, it takes about an hour to do that part of the healing. And then we'll have 3 hours of ascension healings. This is where they actually produce us and give us special divine energies to work with on the light ship. And you feel different after it. It feels like it only takes about 20 minutes to a half an hour our time during this full four-hour session. So if you're interested, just give me a call. My toll-free number is 1-877-384-3257, and I can get back with you. Or you just give me an email, and that's healing@creationlightship.com. healing@creationlightship.com, and I'd love to hear emails from your healings that you have. I've got quite a few so far, and it's about the right time to get off here. So we'll be seeing you again, and we'll be on the Wednesday show, and that starts at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all, and we'll see you on Wednesday, and
okay.
Stay centered in your heart until then.
Okay. So bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.